change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Poxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, August 16th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Texting with Rod Wheeler down in Lake County. I'm not really sure the answer to the question I sent back to him. Kind of interesting, very interesting. He said most of our delegates refused to go to the county convention over the takeover of the party. So Lake County isn't sending any delegates. I responded, didn't the chairman hold the county convention? She said, yes, she did hold the convention. But half of us told her we refused to participate because they stole the votes with their takeover of the party. So clarify. Clarify for me the dynamics of Lake County. Are you saying the establishment, moderate Republicans, took over the county party, the Patriots lost? I thought you guys had the majority of the precinct delegates. Or is this from the party being taken over last time? Or are you talking about the Michigan Republican Party, Hoekstra taking it away from Christina Caramo? Point of clarification, sir. So, need some clarification there. Because ours went totally smooth. The establishment, the moderate Republicans, realized the Patriots are in control of the county, and they showed up and participated. Oh, I see. Rod answered me. The Michigan State Party. So basically, you guys did not want to participate in Pete Hoekstra's state convention in Flint on Saturday, August 24th. Got it. Understand? A lot of people feel that way. And I understand totally where you're coming from. I don't disagree. There's only one problem. It's been fought out in court. Caramo is gone. Hoekstra is in place. They're raising money from the DeVos family in the donor class, and now they're forced to support our candidates. I'm actually going to be talking to Pete Hoekstra, and I'm going to solicit support for Vicky's race to defeat Cheryl Guy's writing campaign. I did not approve of him taking over the party the way he did. But that's the facts that we're dealing with. And I understand protesting. I get it. But the chairwoman, Rod, for clarification, she couldn't get enough people willing to go to the state convention to represent your county? I can understand you patriots, they want to participate. But she didn't have any establishment moderate Republicans at your convention? I don't understand, because there are some races that are very critical to these nominations. Just want to make sure you guys are aware of this. And I talked about it on the show. Michigan Supreme Court, the nominations will be coming out of that convention, as well as all of the universities. Michigan State, Wayne State, University of Michigan. It's not that important of a state convention, so you're really not missing out on a whole lot. And I think the vote's going to be overwhelmingly in support of certain people. It's going to be based on who raised the most money and who puts on the best show at the convention. William O'Grady, the current judge, former veteran, or veteran, I should say, not former, he is a veteran, raised a lot of money. I think he's going to win his race. State Representative Andrew Fink has raised a lot of money, but he's never been a judge. And he's going up against Mark Boonstra, who, by the way, got Donald Trump's endorsement. No, some are saying, rumors are that Matt DiPerno is going to get Donald Trump's endorsement for Supreme Court. Sorry, Donald. That dog does not hunt. I don't believe there's enough support at a state convention for him to win the nomination. I just don't think it's going to happen. But we shall see. It's going to be interesting. Well, Vicky and I are going. Other couples from Antrim County, Gary and Carla Bart, they're going. We have our new people going to be first alternates, Cliff and Carla Falls, they're going. We've got a bunch of good patriots going down representing Antrim County. The establishment folks, many of them who got elected precinct delegate, didn't even bother to show up at the convention last night. Amos's, Villaquette, and others, prominent farmers, fruit producers here in Antrim County, didn't bother to show up. Why'd you even bother to run? Why'd you put your name on the ballot to be a precinct delegate when you can't even perform? Your only obligation is to attend a county convention when they're called. I just don't get it. So, yeah, we'll have to get some more information. Oh, I see what he's saying. Rod's reporting back. Here's what the problem was. There were only 7 delegates at our county convention. And those of us that usually go and want to go, we refuse. Got it. 7 delegates for Lake County? Ooh. We had 52 people in the room for Antrim County. And that was a pretty good turnout for us. All our delegates, alternates, everybody was happy. We're unified here in the county. I wish other counties were unified. Lake County, you need a new chair is what you need. And let's talk about that. After the November 5th election, which will be an absolute huge turnout election, shortly thereafter, you will hold a county convention for new officers of your party. Rod, if you need help, give me a call. Your delegates need to be united and take over the county party. You need new leadership. You need people that can unite and unify the delegates and the people of your county. You need a new chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer. Give me a call. I'll tell you how to do it. We've done it twice now in Antrim County. We lost it temporarily for a very short period to the establishment, but we fixed it at the next election. And now the Patriots are back. It can happen in your county. You just need strategy. You need to have the votes, and your people have to show up. If you have the plan, the strategy, and they show up, the establishment loses. So give me a call. Let me know. I'll help in any way I can. Unanimous decision at the Presque County Convention. Doing business meeting, I believe, prior to their convention. The Presque County Republican Party agreed to spend $4,000 on the Onaway School District race for this November. They have a slate of candidates that they support and want to work to get elected. So we will do everything we can to help them get their slate of candidates elected. Concerned citizens about the school district, the direction it's going, the infighting that's been allowed to occur at their meetings, well, that's all going to stop. New leadership is coming. Additional support of the people that are there trying to serve the people, the kids of Onaway School District, and do the right thing and give them a proper education. Well, more support's coming for you guys. The progressive left woke policy people are going to lose Onaway School District election in November. Just remember the phrase I'm going to use right now, black pepper. The missing ingredient is black pepper to fix once and for all the Onaway School District. And it's going to happen on November 5th. When they take office, things will get better in that school district. It's going to take leadership. It's going to take spines. It's going to take an absolute iron fist when it comes to running those meetings. Those meetings are completely out of control, and it's got to be fixed. And the people that want to do the best thing for the kids are going to respond, and they're going to vote for black pepper. You're going to hear more about that. Final segment of our number one before our history lesson with Pastor Chatfield, natural law in our number two. Short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey. And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, having kind of a laid-back recap of the county conventions from last night. Pretty uneventful in our county of Antrim. Presqu'ile went great. I got to tell you, out of all the Northern Michigan county parties, Presqu'ile County's got its act together. They absolutely have my 100% gold star for county parties in Northern Michigan. They've raised a ton of money. They're united in their leadership. They're united in their slates of people that they want involved in their county party politics. They're going to elect a new clerk. Looking forward to Darren Darga working with Vicky as county clerks. They're getting new and taking over full control of their board of commissioners. Personally, I believe Cliff Tolini will be the new chair of the Presqu'ile County Board of Commissioners. The county party's chairman, Bob Britsky, unopposed, is a county commissioner. He stepped up. He filled the empty seat, and nobody's challenging him. Why? Because Bob Britsky would kick their butt in a head-to-head election, and they knew it. Democrats didn't even bother to put anybody up against him in November. He was unopposed in the primary. Bob is going to make a great county commissioner with Cliff Tolini. Robert V. Crook is running against the communist Democrat John Chepa, the multimillionaire that is golden parachuting out of being a county commissioner with a multimillion dollar lease of his 100-acre farm for the DTE solar panel farm project that they rammed through against total, absolute opposition from the community. Hundreds of people came to speak in opposition to the solar farm project going through, and Chepa and his puppets rammed it through the planning commission, granted the special use permit. Construction's, I believe, already started. And Chepa leased his 100 acres at $1,000 per year per acre, a $100,000 per year lease paid to Chepa over the next 20 years. Do the math. $2 million, and he's going to get his butt kicked in November. Chepa, clean out your desk. Hand the gavel over to Cliff Tolini, because you're going to lose. You're gone. You are no longer going to profit off of our taxpayer dollars. You're not going to get paid another dime to be a county commissioner in Presque County. New commissioners are coming. They're going to start operating that county the way it should be. You're going to have a new clerk, a new strong patriot board of commissioners, a new chairman of the board, Cliff Tolini, and you guys will do exactly what the county party has done so perfectly in that county. Taking it back from the liberals that were running basically right in your face as full-blown Democrats. Chepa, folks, is a Democrat. Anne Marie, a Democrat clerk. Never challenged, never once. Why? How does that happen in Presque Isle County? A bunch of patriots, a bunch of Donald Trump supporters, very conservatives, good Christian people, salt of the earth. I absolutely love the people of Presque Isle County. You guys are awesome. I wish every other county in this listening area in northern Michigan, and actually in the first congressional district, was just like Presque Isle County. I am so proud of what you guys have been able to accomplish, what you've been able to do, work so hard at. When I went to their Reagan Day dinner, Monica and Adam, her husband, and all the other volunteers passed midnight cleaning up that hall when I locked myself out of my car with the engine running. Had to call a tow truck to have him unlock me to get me home. Didn't get home until almost 3 o'clock in the morning. I saw the volunteerism. John and Jamie Davis came, brought MAGA water. Sherry LaFave checked people in, gave them their MAGA water. Mark Farner came, spoke. It was a great event, a great evening with a bunch of patriots. That's what we need across the first congressional district. Again, if I could clone that county, that's the county I would clone. You guys are awesome. Congratulations. But we're not done yet, people. We can do it in Lake County. We can do it in other counties. The one county that I really want to focus in on is Emmett County. And speaking of a resident of Emmett County, Pastor Chatfield's natural law history lesson coming in the second hour of today's show. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger?